Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And, but it was in like specifically to Penn State. I'll tell you this. I don't think the wheels were in motion if fire Sharon Moore started yesterday or 48 hours ago. I think it had been trending towards that way. And I think when he lost the Ohio State game, I think it solidified it. And then I also think this is true. He has had a breakdown in the result of it.
He has lost
Correct.
His mind.
Correct.
All right. We'll take a break. We may talk about this later in the show if we get to. We got to take a break, talk to Chris Harrington about the Grizzlies, and then we'll play Rider Than Right trivia. We'll do all that in the next hour. Jeff Calkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is, of course, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Probably one of the more durable Christmas recordings. Brenda Lee still with us, 81 years old today.
Wow. All right. So I have some catching up to do on some of the things you've written over the last few days, including, well, you know, let's start with the Thunder. Let's start with the Thunder eviscerating the Suns. Yep. And then, by the way, the Spurs without Wemby have won like 12 straight, including like you did two non-competitive games last night. Thunder, do you enjoy how good they are? Is this a problem? Like, and are they going to break the record? This is kind of remarkable.
I enjoyed them against the Suns. with, like, you know, Grayson Allen doing Grayson Allen stuff and Dylan Brooks going 4-16 or whatever. I enjoyed them in that context. Yes, that was pretty good. I wouldn't, in other contexts, less so. I mean, it's something to see just a team clicking like that. I'll be interested to see them in the playoffs again, right? Like, they were a juggernaut in the regular season last year. Not this much, but they were a juggernaut. They were one of the best point differential teams ever, one of the best defensive ratings ever. They ran away with the conference. Like, they were a juggernaut last season. And they won the title, but they didn't coast to the title.
No.
Like, they got to game seven, right, with the Pacers. And
right.
I think, was it a game seven with the, with
so.
The Nuggets?
Yep, Nuggets, yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so, like, I think they are built to be a regular season juggernaut who is still like the best team in the league, so they'll probably win the title. But I think it could be the same kind of thing. I don't think they're going to coast to the playoffs.
Okay, so they're not going to ruin the playoffs for us. They're going to.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I don't. Then the regular season isn't objectionable. I don't have to watch every one of their games or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, so that's it. I don't care if they break that record. I don't want them to ruin the playoffs for us. And I don't want anything to appear inevitable. I guess is the, you know, you want there to be some suspense. And then at what point will they start to show cracks? Like, how many seasons down the road? The problem is they've got two lottery picks probably this year.
Well,
you know,
the reality is, as Grizzlies fans have learned too well, you just never know what's around the corner. Like, you know, that Warriors team was good for a long time, went to the finals like 4 years in a row or whatever it was. But, like, the era of, like, you're just good for a decade, that's kind of over. Like, it's not Bill Russell's Celtics anymore, you know?
Right.
And so something's going to happen. Somebody's going to get injured or someone's going to decline. Or, I mean, things are going to happen. But they are certainly set up as well as any team in recent memory to be good for a long time.
And then the Lakers thing is weird because their record is so good, and yet everything, all the reasons for skepticism that you had about them, defense, are also there on full display, right?
Here's the thing about the Lakers. There's a pretty steep, pretty wide disconnect between their record and their point differential. And like their record, I think before last night, they were second in the West before they lost that game. Their point differential is seventh in the West.
Right.
They've been winning lots of close games, and maybe that's a byproduct of skill and the players they have and having Luka and the whole thing. And also maybe it's a byproduct of a little bit of luck. And so typically point differential is a better future indicator than record. And so their point differential says they are just not as good as Houston and Denver. And I believe they're not as good as Houston and Denver. So we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Some of the things we missed, your ranking of the top 25. By the way, I think in the early word, it was described as your favorite, and it's not at all your favorite.
It's not my favorite.
It's the top 25. I'm sure there's some favorites who would made this list. Who were not included, but we got to Tyus Jones, and it was fascinating to me the list of backup point guards that Mike Conley had versus the backup point guards that Ja had is just kind of, how did you define backup point guard, by the way? Like, how does someone qualify?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly, but I did have it. I specified it in the
criterion.
Piece. It was something like.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, it was some. It was, it was a certain number
okay,
of
here
minutes
you go.
A game.
At least 40 games a season. At least 40 games in a season, or at least 10 minutes a game in a backup role. That was it. Or were those?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a couple players. I can't remember specifically. There were a couple of players who, if you were just had no criteria at all, would have been on that list, or just should not have been on that list. Like, I think there was somebody who they signed to like a 10-day when Ja was out, and so he was a backup point guard to Tyus Jones, right?
Right.
You know, it was not actually a backup point guard to Ja Morant. So I tried to be specific about guys who served in the backup role to those two players.
Well, Ja had one, and Mike had. Of course, Mike had.
Yeah, that's what it was. So if I were just like, who played backup point guard for the Grizzlies in these eras, Tim Frazier would have been on that list. But Tim Frazier never backed up Ja Morant. He backed up Tyus Jones when Ja Morant was out. It was one of those kind of things.
Yep. Mike Conley's backups were, and again, he had a longer run with the Grizzlies, but here you go. Kyle Lowry, Javaris Crittenden, Marco Jarek, Marcus Williams, Jamal Tinsley, Grievous Vasquez, Jason Williams on his second tour, Gilbert Arenas, Jeremy Pargo, Jared Bayless, Keon Dooling, Nick Calathes, Darius Morris, I've forgotten him, Benno Udry, Mario Chalmers, Andrew Harrison, Tony Douglas, Wade Baldwin, Delon Wright, Shelvin Mack, and Javon Carter. Whew.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
Some had moments of being really like.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Benno had some big moments.
Yeah, yeah. We think well of Benno, definitely.
Gravis, I think very well of Gravis. He had some massive moments in that series, and certainly the whatever triple overtime game against Oklahoma City.
And then he had one bad moment, and then Lytle gave him his exit papers.
Right.
After a missed defensive assignment in that playoffs. And then he went on to like have like nine. He averaged like 9 assists or something the next year for the Pelicans, I think. There were guys who had their moments, but it was not. Mario Chalmers had some really good moments. The Chalmers and the Benno, and there were a few of those guys who had nice sort of abbreviated runs. but it was not there was no Tyus Jones in there in terms of a steady over multiple year stretch of backup point guard
players. Some were loathed. I think the least favorite of all of them was Andrew Harrison, but that's largely because of his deployment. It wasn't his fault, I think.
Is Shelvin Mack on there, or was he after?
Shelvin Mack is on here, too. Yeah, no, he's not.
Yeah, that was rough, man. Shelvin Mack sort of was to J.B. Bickerstaff as Casey Jacobson was to Mark Averone.
Casey Jacobson.
Like, he just kept playing this guy, God. And like he really needed to stop playing this guy.
Casey Jacobson. Okay. But anyway, you had Tyus, and it's interesting because this whole idea is Tyus like was too good to be a backup point guard, and he's left, and it has only gotten worse for him, it feels like, right? Like, it's not...
I felt like I was pretty... I tried not to be mean about it or anything, but I was very consistent on this while he was here.
You were.
Tyus Jones was like the 35th best point guard in the NBA when he was with the Grizzlies, which is a great backup point guard. You know, he was never going to be, even at his best, he was not going to go become Mike Conley when he got the opportunity somewhere else. And so I think when he'll look back, and the best run of his career had been the backup point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies.
And did he have the best moment was Minnesota playoffs?
The one playoff series they've won in this era, one of four ever. And there's another player who came up big in that who will pop up on this list pretty soon. But Tyus Jones, you know, was good in that series and hit a real big shot like back in Minnesota in one of that comeback game.
All right. You got a mailbag today. I'll just take one question from the mailbag today, and that's the one that you began with, which is presuming perfect health, which will never happen, and will certainly never happen this year because it's going to be a long time before Scottie Pippen Jr. is back. But presuming perfect health, what would be your rotation? And what was interesting is that Cam Spencer doesn't make it.
Yeah, I think there's a few questions there's a few questions that this question raises, right? I think the starting lineup is easy, and I think it's going to take the floor tomorrow night at FedEx Forum. So I think that part is easy.
That's Jalen, Cedric Howard, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Zach Edey. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Good lineup. If Ja is anywhere close to himself, that's a really good lineup. And then the rest, you have questions. Like, Santi Aldama is a given.
Yep.
So you start there. If Brandon Clark is healthy, I think he's a given, which means Landale's probably out. But, like, I don't know. Is Jock Landale going to be to Tomas Isolo what Shelvin Mack was to J.B. Bickerstaff and Casey Jacobson was to Mark Averone? We'll wait and see. Stay tuned. On the perimeter, one of the questions it raises is, can as good as Cam Spencer has been, can Cam Spencer and Ty Jerome coexist in the same rotation? They're so similar to each other and their strengths and weaknesses that how do they both fit in a rotation? I don't know the answer to that. Cam Spencer's been so good, it's hard to imagine not playing him, but I don't know how he and Ty Jerome fit together. Like, I just feel like the defense doesn't work if you play them both together, and there's a limit to how much you want to play either of them with John Morant for the same reason.
So you have at guard in the back in your next five, Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen Jr. Let's not forget how good Scottie Pippen Jr. is.
Yeah, but this is theoretical because Pippen's not going to be around a while.
Of course.
So once Ty Jerome's back in the interregnum or whatever between the return of Ty Jerome and the return of Scottie Pippen, that's going to be at least
then?
A month.
Yep.
What are they doing then? Are they playing Cam Spencer? Or are they playing Vince Williams? You had this question on the wing of Vince Williams, John Conchar, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So that's where the sorting happens. I think Ty Jerome and Santi Aldama, Ty Jerome when he's back, and Santi Aldama are givens. I think Brandon Clark, if he's healthy and productive, is a given. And now you're sort of fiddling through Cam Spencer, Vince Williams, John Conchar, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And are you trying to play all four? Are you trying to play two? I mean, that's kind of the question.
And as we pointed out, because Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to be a long time before he's back, you're really not going to be having to deal with this. And then
this is not going to be a consistent conundrum for the coaches.
And then people are going to get hurt.
That's right.
It's just the way it goes. People are going to get hurt. But interesting. I mean, they really, given how ravaged they were, they really assembled a team. Well, they assembled a team that had some depth, but because they've been ravaged, more depth has emerged is what has happened here, right? Like they look deeper and better. All right. And then let's hit the piece. Chris, you can read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. A lot of stuff at the Daily Memphian. The mailbag, the piece on Tyus Jones. And then yesterday, not a lot of happening in Memphis film this week, but let's touch on what did. What is Ella McKay?
So it's supposed to be bad, honestly. yeah, judge for yourself. I have not seen it. It's a new movie written, directed by now, I think, 85-year-old James L. Brooks. James L. Brooks created Taxi and The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then made one of my favorite movies of all time, Broadcast News, in the late 80s. And sort of it's just known as made Terms of Endearment, As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt. Sort of known as this guy who does like smart mainstream adult comedy, which I think we could use more of. I endorse that. But the reality is, like, he hasn't actually made that many of these, and he hasn't made a good one in, you know, more than 20 years. And so it's almost like a theoretical situation, the James L. Brooks movie. And so this, you know, how he got this made, I don't know, 15 years after his last movie, which wasn't good. And I, you know, maybe it's good. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But the advanced word is not good.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Woody Harrelson, Albert Brooks, all among the supporting class. In terms of Broadcast News, which I really liked, is it a comedy? You call it a comedy. Is it a comedy?
Yeah. I mean, it's not you know, an Adam Sandler movie or a Will Ferrell movie.
Certainly not
like,
that.
Different kinds of comedies.
Yeah.
I think Albert Brooks, one of my favorite living people, Albert Brooks. Right. He's pretty funny in that movie.
Sweating away. Coming through his shirt, pouring through his shirt.
But he can sing and eat at the same time. And whatever. He was reading and singing and eating at the same time.
Right. And so you didn't see that. Did you see La Grazia?
Yeah, I did. I saw La Grazia. I did advance on that. So
what is that?
It's pretty good. I don't know how many people in Memphis are going to go to a movie theater and see that, but it's an Italian movie by this director named Paolo Sorrentino, who's done a couple things that have gotten pretty good distribution. He also did a series for HBO called The New Pope, where Jude Law played the young Pope. He's an Italian director. This is a very Italian movie of like a man, like, you know, wandering through his life and ruminating on his past and all of this. But it's about the last 6 months in the tenure of an Italian president, and he's negotiating pardons and whether to sign a euthanasia bill and a relationship with his daughter and, you know, thoughts about his dead wife and all this kind of stuff. Okay. It's pretty good, actually.
All right. And special screenings. There is a special screening of, well, yeah, it's tonight. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's at Studio on the Square. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Chris?
Well, it depends on your definitions. I mean, I It's a Wonderful Life is one of my very favorite movies, period. And Meet Me in St. Louis, which is, it's not a Christmas movie specifically because it takes place over an entire year. It's a year in a life of a family. Mm-hmm. But it's thought of as a Christmas movie because this is the movie where Judy Garland introduces Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is a great scene. Those are two of my favorite movies of any kind, you know, Christmas or otherwise. So those would both qualify as Christmas movies. I like Elf a lot in terms of more modern stuff.
Yeah, Elf is pretty good. All right, thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jeffrey?
A Muppet Christmas Carol.
I don't know that I've ever seen it. True classic?
True classic. You have Michael Caine acting like he's on, you know, the West End in London acting against Muppets.
can't miss stuff.
Must watch.
There. All right. Here's speaking of Christmas, by the way. What's our fabulous prize package, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we got a double prize pack. We got Malco tickets to go with Starry Night tickets, thanks to Kevin Cerrito.
How about that? Someone can, family will be home maybe. You can go to the movies and go to Starry Nights. All, you just got to be right in the right, or you have to play honorably. Before then, I will tell you, however, that time is ticking away, and this is the moment. Maybe I'll go today to Robert Irwin Jewelers. I'll see you there. I go to the one that's across from Novel on Perkins Extended, but find the one closest to you. Make someone's Christmas or holidays an incredibly happy, glittering experience. You've got tennis bracelets for $11.99. You've got diamond necklaces for $39.99. You have stunning engagement. It looks, if you're getting engaged over Christmas, like what's more romantic than that? But what you want is the 365-day, no questions asked, meant to be guarantee. I will be getting gold hoop earrings because that's what I've been instructed to get. Don't spoil the surprise, but I'll be headed into Robert Irwin Jewelers soon, and you should too. Open, by the way, Sundays through Christmas, 12 months interest refinancing, or take up to 60 months to pay. They've got 5 convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com. All right, Jeffrey, we have 2 prizes, so we'll keep caller number 2. 445-0929, 445-0929. Kevin Cerita will join the show. We will play Writer Than Right Trivia coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerita, the Maestro of Fun and Games in Memphis. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing great. Very excited about the new Memphis football coach today. I mean, Huff, he seems like the right guy for the job. I think he could lead somebody to victory during Writer Than Right Trivia. I believe that
he
much.
He certainly wowed us yesterday. Yeah, I don't know how he'd be at trivia. There's no indication how he'd be at trivia, but he's a good talker. So that was good.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Starry Nights tickets as part of the prize we're giving away here today on the radio, because we give away Starry Nights tickets every year at every holiday-themed event that we do, which includes of course, Christmas Music Bingo, which we've got a lot of spinoffs happening on Christmas Music Bingo. We did Country Christmas Music Bingo last night. We've got hip-hop and R&B holiday music bingo every Friday at Huey's and Southwind. We got Disney Christmas Music Bingo coming up. Also, tomorrow night is Swiftmas. We're counting down to Taylor's birthday on Saturday. And we've got a special Christmas music bingo and Taylor Swift music bingo combination where it's half Taylor Swift, half Christmas music bingo Friday night at Ghost River on South Main. So you can check out all of our holiday spinoffs and more. That's all up on the website, CerritoEntertainment.com. But we got free events, ways for you to get out of the house, get in some good food and drink and good company and celebrate the holidays with a chance to win something as well. Tomorrow, not only we've got Swiftness going on because Saturday's Taylor Swift's birthday, which is the last, is also the final College Football Frenzy live trivia here with 92.9. We've been doing it once a month at the Caesar Sportsbook inside a Horseshoe Tunica. I'll be down there with Gabe Kuhn and Connor Dunning on Saturday from noon to 3. Come out, win some awesome prizes. It's the last chance to do it this football season, but we'll be out there this Saturday. It's the final one of those. This is the penultimate edition of Rider Than Right Trivia for 2025. So we're running out of time to grant all of those children their one wish they want this year, which is for Jeffrey to lose one more time.
Jeffrey, are you counting day of the days to Swiftness? Did you even until Kevin Swiftness said this, I was not aware that it was Taylor Swift's birthday Saturday until I was just clued in. Sadly, you knew.
I'll say this. You can't be friends with Kevin Cerrito and not know that it's Swiftness.
Yeah.
No one has the Swiftness season spirit like he does.
Do we believe that her boyfriend is going to... Do we believe that her fiance, this is hanging it up after this year?
He looks pretty done.
And the way he talks is a little more washed, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. All right, Kevin. We're gonna start this thing up. We have Riley in Midtown. Riley?
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
We're good. How are you? I'm going to turn things over to Kevin. Best of luck.
All right, thank you. All right, Riley, your job is to try to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you win. Of course, you just got to play honorably to get the prizes. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey, and he can steal from you one time during the game and vice versa in the event that you'll miss a question. But let's go ahead and get this thing started, Jeffrey. You know, a cool new feature we haven't mentioned is that, of course, the show's streaming on YouTube now and Twitter and Twitch and all. You can watch Jeffrey's expressions as he tries to think of the
questions.
That
is true. And it's a close-up of Jeffrey. I'm at a distance, appropriately.
I have a camera. Yeah,
Jeffrey has a
maybe 2 feet from me, yeah.
All right, here we go. We've got your categories to choose from to start. It's a very tough decision. Do you want Netflix or Paramount? Netflix or Paramount?
I'll go Paramount.
Paramount. Last night, Taylor Swift, we mentioned Taylor Swift's birthday is on Saturday, so we're celebrating Swiftmas tomorrow night in Memphis at the Ghost River Brewery downtown. Taylor Swift was on Stephen Colbert's show last night where she revealed her favorite song, because he asked her, what was your favorite song in your own catalog? Her number one song of her own catalog is what song that has a 10-minute version?
Oh, geez. I have no clue.
He has no clue. Shocking.
Yeah. Not a big clue.
I really either. Thought with the Venn diagram of sports fans and Taylor Swift fans have officially crossed over and merged into one, but it hasn't.
No.
Jeffrey, do you know the answer?
He's going to get it. He's going to get it.
Yeah, I'm going to steal.
All right, go ahead, Jeffrey.
It's All Too Well.
All Too Well is correct. Jeffrey
all
knows Taylor
too
Swift.
Well, 1-0. Jeffrey takes fair. The lead.
All right, Jeffrey, we're heading over to Netflix for you. So I got a little intel on Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. You. God. No, I can't tell you anything, nothing.
I got to use it against you during trivia. So, of course, Stranger Things is back, Jeffrey, for season number 5. It is being released in how many different parts?
Okay, I do think I actually know this. 3.
3 is correct. Part 1 is out now, Jeffrey.
That's
with a
2-0
for the show that he doesn't watch. Stranger Things.
Back to Riley. Riley is a little bit of a hole early, but the game is...
A lot of game left.
Lots of game left. Do you want fast food or video games?
I'll go fast food.
The Grinch meal has arrived at McDonald's. I had it the other day. I loved it. The Grinch meal is at McDonald's now, and it includes Grinch salt. Grinch salt McShaker fries. What flavor is the Grinch salt in the McDonald's Grinch meal?
Grinch salt. Salt, S-A-L-T.
There's salt, S-A-L-T. There's a special Grinch salt. So you get the fries, you dump it into this Grinch bag, you sprinkle the Grinch salt on it, and you shake the fries up to flavor your fries. What flavor does it make your fries?
I'm trying to think like Christmas something or Grinch, but I'm lost.
No answer.
Jeffrey's already stolen. What else, by the way, is in the meal, first of all? What else is in the meal?
So it's like an adult Happy Meal. You can either get the Big Mac meal or the Nuggets meal. And it comes with either one of those. You get the French fries, which come with this special salt that you can – and it's like an activity too, right? So like it's like made for TikTok. And you get a drink and you get a pair of Grinch socks with it. So you get Grinch socks.
Socks. Yeah. Anyway, Jeffrey, you want to take a shot on the salt, the flavor of the salt?
I mean, the only guess I had was mint.
That's what I was thinking.
It is not.
Yeah.
So you are thinking a little bit in the different. You got to think more Grinch. You got to think more green and pickle fries. It's pickle fries. Dill pickle fries. And it is delicious. I loved it. I was very impressed.
All right. Still 2-0. Over to Jeffrey.
All right. Jeffrey, you get video games. In the game Minecraft, what type of hostile mob drops music disc when they are killed? Do you play Minecraft?
No, I do not. The only familiarity I have with it is when it appeared on South Park.
All right, well, add Minecraft to the list of Stranger Things topics Jeffrey doesn't know anything about. We've been doing this for over 5 years, and I'm finally making a list.
All right, say one more time, like it's a group of people? Is that what I'm trying to...
I don't know if people exist in this universe, but in the game Minecraft, what type of hostile mob drops music disc when they are killed?
A type of hostile mob.
It's like what they call it. What is the mob called?
Yeah, I'm just like, I've got flash dancers.
Yeah, no. That is not correct. Do we have a guess? Do you want to steal or are we going to keep it?
Riley, do you want to steal?
Riley can steal.
Yeah, I'm going to steal.
You know this, all right.
I think it's Erebri.
No, we were looking for creepers. Creepers. Mm. Creepers.
Jeepers seems to be the answer. It's still 2-0. Steel is gone now.
Lots of game to go, too.
Lots of game to go.
Movies or magazines?
Movies.
What movie and its sequel were the two highest grossing Christmas films of the 1990s?
Home Alone.
Home Alone is correct.
Nailed it. 2-1. 2-1.
Next Tuesday at all of our trivia locations, we're going to do a 90s Christmas round. I'm looking forward to that, a round all about Christmas in the 90s. All right, magazines for you, Jeffrey. What magazine has published a list of the largest American companies each year since 1955?
Forbes.
That is not what we're looking for. The steal has already been taken. Oh. Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Still 2-1. We have one more round of regulation, right? One more round of regulation.
Jeffrey, I'm missing a question.
This game is still up in the air. Back to
science or social studies? Science or social studies?
Social studies.
Located in the South Pacific Ocean with a population under 50,000 people, what is the second smallest of the U.S. territories?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Located in the South Pacific Ocean with a population of under 50,000 people, what is the second smallest of the U.S. territories?
South Pacific. I want to say Guam.
That's a great guess, but that's incorrect. All the steals have been activated here. American
that was my
Samoa.
I was going to say Guam was my guess, too.
All right. Over to Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey. Fluorine,
let's just get to the final round.
Fluorine, chlorine, and bromine are all chemical elements found in group 17, which is known by what name?
Creepers.
Wait, one more time.
Fluorine, chlorine, and bromine are all chemical elements found in group 17, which is known by what name?
Sodium-based.
Yeah, that's incorrect. Group 17 is known as the halogens. The halogens.
Of course. Of course. The halogens.
My bad. Sorry.
My tip of my tongue.
What's the score going into the
2-1. It's a low-scoring defensive struggle. It's sort of like Ohio State and Indiana. And Jeffrey in this is Ohio State, and Riley is Indiana. The upstart. Let's see. Jeffrey, I know how many you're wagering, and Riley is wagering your point. I'm sure, Riley, yes?
Yes, correct.
All right, here we go. Jeffrey's wagering one as well.
Okay, this category is a bunch of Chris questions, not Christmas questions, but it's in honor of Christmas. You want question A or B?
I'll take B.
The Fort Lee Lane closure scandal, better known as Bridgegate, tarnished the reputation of what former state governor former state governor whose name is Chris? There's a bunch of Chris questions. The Fort Lee Lane closure scandal, better known as Bridgegate, tarnished the reputation of what former state governor whose name is Chris?
Christie?
That is correct.
It's tied up with the two.
Because usually if I know the first one, I don't know the second one.
If he knew that he knew Christie,
yeah.
He knew Christie, and here it is. Oh, no. It's all on the line. If you're looking at the video, you can see, Jeffrey, the beads of sweat starting to form on his forehead. All right, Kevin.
The TV show Everybody Hates Chris was about what famous Chris?
Oh, Rock.
Come on.
Boom, Jeffrey wins.
Oh, Riley's complaining. Riley wants to register a complaint.
Take answer.
Nice effort, though, Riley. Nice effort. And, Jeffrey, do you believe that he played honorably?
Totally. There was no cheating.
Kevin, where can people, thanks, Rob, where can people figure out where you and your elves are going to be?
Yes, go to CerritoEntertainment.com. We've got free stuff happening, free trivia nights and music bingo and many festive events leading all the way up through Festivus on the 23rd. So come hang out with us, and you're guaranteed at trivia nights to hear one or more of the questions that you heard on the Jeff Calkins show. So you have an advantage for being a loyal listener here to 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll see if Sharon Moore is out of jail yet and get some updates on that situation. More to talk about when we return. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm sure on Jason and John, they'll be talking more about yesterday's events at the University of Memphis and probably more about yesterday's events at the University of Michigan. Here's the timeline of that one is interesting because as they talked about, like I was listening to Wetzel talk about this on ESPN, Dan Wetzel talking as well about ESPN yesterday. The idea that this had been happening was not exactly a secret. Like there had been lots of rumors about Sharon Moore having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer for quite some time. And they're Jeffrey, like in the world,
yes,
of college football. And then what happened yesterday, evidently, the timeline seems to be, they fired him because they had, quote-unquote, credible evidence of this.
I believe it's also true they investigated
previously
earlier in the fall, and they came away with inconclusive data.
And now they investigated later, and they found
shockingly, they found all of it.
And they found more, as it were. And then they went and fired him. That's bad. What happened next is what makes this
correct
awful. Here's the truth. Lots of coaches, lots of men in any position have had inappropriate relationships with staffers, right?
I would argue, though, in that profession, I would bet it's a higher percentage.
Yeah, but literally there was just a CEO I just saw was fired last 100%. Week or whatever. And the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of coaches right now who are not being fired who've probably had inappropriate relationship with staffers.
100%.
And what one of the things that determines whether they're fired or not is whether they're really good coaches. Because it often tends to be that if they're really good coaches, that you bury this, you ignore it, you whatever. Boys will be boys. Like, is that what I mean? That's what often happens, right?
I told you when Hugh Freeze got beat at home in 2016, like 55-20 by Mississippi State, all the sudden stuff, which by the way, I knew was true. All the sudden your inbox starts flooding with, have you heard this? Have you heard this? Have you heard this?
And yeah, it's kind of, you know, like in the end, you should either have a position on this as an institution or not, right?
Correct.
Whatever. Or, you know,
it should not be
contingent on whether you beat Ohio State.
Right.
It is an interesting question as to whether if he had been undefeated, if Michigan had had the year that Ohio State is having or that Indiana is having, shocking to say that, would he have been fired or would they have figured out a way to take care of it? You know,
they
would have
figured out a way.
The problem is he then, and this is like, and we don't know the details, but at last we heard he was fired. So then he goes to this woman's house, allegedly, And then he is subsequently booked. He hasn't been charged, but it was in connection, evidently, with an alleged assault.
Right.
Or attempted assault. The charges have not been filed. And as far as I can tell, he has not been released from jail. And so he's in jail because of what happened next. You actually probably could bounce back from the first thing, getting fired for an inappropriate relationship.
The other ones.
Look at Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he won more games.
Yeah, but you could still, yeah, he was perceived to be a genius, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, but you could get a job as a staffer on a whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like another big-time head job. He could have worked in football forever. Yeah, he's a great offensive line coach. Yeah.
You do this, and we don't know what this is. And, oh, my God.
I just hope everybody's safe.
And then, of course, you do get to the, all right, who's the next coach going to be? And, you know, you see a lot of the same names. Brohm has been thrown out there as a possibility. Jesse Minter has been thrown out there as a possibility.
I think Jesse has a show cause.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, part of the Harbaugh thing?
Yeah, and I also wonder for Michigan if this is the end of going back to the Harbaugh well.
Well, that's the thing. We need a break now.
Yeah, the Stallion stuff, which honestly I don't care that much about. But you have the other assistant coach that was like hacking into people's computers to steal like nudes and stuff, like certified creep. And now you have this.
I think it could well be. I think you make a clean break with the Harbaugh stuff. I think that's right. And so, I mean, again, there's...
Do you want Kalshi odds? Do you want bookies.com odds? What do you want?
Let's go Kalshi odds.
Kalshi odds right now has Kalen DeBoer as the favorite, but obviously not the Vegas favorite, at roughly 28%.
Okay, and who else is on the list?
Jed Fish is at 22%.
That's an interesting name.
Kenny Dillingham is at 12%. Clark Lee is at 12%. Minter at 10. God. Gruden at 6. Dable at 6. Patricia 4%, PJ Fleck at 6%.
Any of those stand out to you?
I think I'm the Kalen DeBoer stuff won't go away. He answered a specific question about Penn State.
Amazing! What a world!
What a sport!
Well, that's the thing. What a soap opera!
What a sport!
What a soap opera. It started, we were just talking about Notre Dame 2 days ago, right? And that stuff. It is weird. It is more of a soap opera than the NFL, right?
Absolutely. Because there's the whole mythology. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's.
All right. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Today is the day Bennett Doyle joins the program. Eric Astein, Jason Smith with Cobb and myself today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
I bet Bennett's just ready to run through the wall. He's ready to run through the wall at all times for the University of Memphis. But after that performance from Charles Huff,
he's ready to go.
He's ready to go. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our work here is done.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.